Hey everyone, Bea and Livy here.
What's up?
And we're here to talk about the sponsor for this week's episode. This week's sponsor is Monster Care Squad, Legends of Aldemura, a Ghibli-inspired tabletop adventure of healing monsters and solving local problems.
Yeah, it's a really great game. You play as monster care specialists who are elite vets, and you're equipped with knowledge to heal any wound. You travel around, going from town to town, finding monsters that are infected, and basically you heal them and make them all better.
Yep. It's set in a whole new world made by the amazing crew behind Sandy Pug Games, and oh my god, I know this is an audio medium, but this game's art.
Oh, 5,000 infinity out of 10. Everything looks amazing and fantastic. I just want to look at it all day.
This would normally be the part where we tell you to support the project on Kickstarter because we really want to see it happen. But about that.
Yeah.
Within the first day of Monster Care Squad going up on Kickstarter, it was fully pledged. It has now been about a week, and it has $32,584 out of a $7,500 goal.
Holy. It still has 21 days to go as the time of recording this, so you can still go ahead and back it.
Backing it will get you a PDF, it'll get you an art book of all this amazing work by, their artist Leafy, Leafy Draws. You'll get a 10-track OST, which is amazing, made by the incredibly talented Helen Tobert. Kira Magran is going to be making a introductory adventure to get you more equipped for the world. You could even spend a little bit more and get a print run, full-on book instead of a PDF. There's going to be a solo mode, and the money you'll be providing will go into the Aldemura Historical Society grant, which is... The grant is giving smaller creators money and resources to create fan work in the world of Aldemura.
Yeah, they're basically paying you to make art.
Or other projects. You can state on record... We have been talking with the folks behind Sandy Pug Games, and safe to say sometime soon we might be getting a chance to dip our toes into this world, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see if we can play it.
I know Heather's been yelling at me since the day we found out about Monster Care Squad that she's desperate to run this.
And we will gladly let her.
Oh, for sure. Not much else we have to say. Back it, because it's awesome.
Yeah, just do it because it's cool. Hi guys, welcome to episode 9 of Kitopolis. I don't know, we'll figure out an official name somewhere in there. We gotta, right?
We will eventually.
Eventually, we'll figure out a name because, I mean, we don't say, hey, welcome to episode 1, Tim Scholl.
Fair.
Just Libby's being awkward. Anyway, it's back okay. With the one-on-ones, I've got Heather.
Hello!
We're doing Eden's one-on-one today. And boy howdy, I hope it turns out a little slice of wholesomeness to make up for the other three. I'm not sorry anymore. I apologize. I apologize. I can't say sorry anymore. Someone will break into my house and,
Wait,
throw dice at me.
They'll beat you with a sock full of D20s.
Yeah, that'll happen. But anyway, on with the story. On with storytelling. What time does Eden normally wake up?
Eden normally wakes up probably like, I want to say like 5:30, 6 in the morning.
So she wakes up early.
She wakes up like early. She says her prayers to Keto. I think now, especially that she's like gotten the chance to speak to Keto, she's like, she waits a little bit longer after. She says she's meditating, but she's totally fucking waiting to see if she hears anything.
What kind of prayer are you praying today?
She's always just kind of like, you know, thank you for this day and thank you for, you know, allowing me to live as I do. And I pray for my friends that Holloway will have an easy day and that Zanari will have a fun time with his flowers and that his flowers will grow and that he'll find a cool new one today and that Nika will make lots of money busking and that she'll find lots of joy busking and that, and you know, that. Amos will give lots of love to his goldfish. It's always just kind of like a list of like counting her blessings in the mornings.
That's precious. I love that.
So yeah, she says her prayers. And then she usually gets up and she goes to the docks.
All right. So you're heading to the docks then?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Holloway is not there this morning.
Huh.
Some of the guys at the docks say that Holloway has taken a day off for the first time in weeks.
Oh. Okay. She goes down and she like sits at the edge of the dock where she normally sits, but she's like conspicuously to like one side of the dock. There's like an empty space next to her. She's kind of like twisting her hands together because Holloway usually like brings her an apple or something. She's like kicking her feet a little bit. She's like clearly not necessarily enjoying this as much as she would. And she just kind of thinks to herself, like, come on, you come here to watch the sunset. You don't come here to talk to Holloway. It's nice to talk to Holloway, but like, come on, get it together. And she watches the sunrise.
All alone, she watches the sunrise.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. I haven't really thought about her daily routine much. And, you know, I don't think she's the kind of person to, like, take a day off of anything, if that makes sense. Like, she's got her routine and she will stick to it.
That makes sense, yeah.
Fuck, what else does Eden do?
I assume she does paladin stuff. Like,
yes, paladin
school
stuff.
And
yeah,
sword training, maybe some magic lessons.
Yeah, she probably has some like
work at her family's shop.
That is true. She also probably has like classes and shit with Ramus, right?
Yeah, probably. They're around the same age.
Yeah. So that'd probably be like in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she'll go to classes with Ramus, wherever the heck that is.
It's kind of close to your house / his house / the shrine.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's in the inner circle of Katopolis. It's kind of a fancy school building. There's really cool, polished columns.
Oh, nice.
And fancy archways wrapped in flowers.
Pretty.
And there's a few students coming in and out, but there's not many people who can either afford / make it in mm-hmm. to the school.
Oof.
So it's either a privilege thing or a we've got enough money thing.
That's fair. Which kind of go hand in hand, but that's not the point.
Well, I mean, Ramus goes because privilege.
That's true. And Eden goes because money.
Eden might go because a little bit of privilege because of her dad and Romulus being bros.
That's fair. Yeah, she goes and she, like, immediately looks for Ramus. I don't know if she talks much to the other students. Probably just really Ramus.
Yeah, no one else seems to really pay attention to you. They're engrossed in books and things.
Yeah.
Just moving along. Ramus is carrying his glass bowl with Gilbert, his goldfish, inside, mm-hmm. as he normally does. Not the safest way to transport fish, but
you know,
he's very careful.
You do what you gotta do. She, like, runs up to him but stops just short of him so she doesn't, like, mess up and, like, knock Gilbert out of his bowl. And she's like, Ramus, hi!
Eden, hi!
Do you have anything new going on? I feel like ever since we went on that, like, adventure thing, I feel like my life's kind of just, like, boring, you know?
Eden, that was yesterday.
I know, but it still feels boring. I just want to get out of here. I just want to go do more of that. I don't want to sit in a class all day.
But you're learning important things about Keto. And, you know, martial skills with the sword and paladin stuff. True. I don't know. I'm not a paladin.
True, but can I tell you a secret?
What?
I cast a spell yesterday.
His eyes go wide. Really?
I don't even know what happened. I just said, let me go. And Echidna just walked
maybe
over and untied
that loud.
Me. Sorry.
It's, you know, just names.
No, you're right. You're right.
Summoning.
What should I call? Is there something I should call her instead?
I don't know. Enchilada?
Enchilada is canon now. She's like, Enchilada, just let me go. I don't even know how I did it. I didn't move my hands. I didn't have any components like they tell us to get. It just kind of happened. And that was right after I talked to Keto.
You talked to Keto? He whispers that so no one hears.
Yes, she was super nice. She kind of reminded me of my mom a little bit, but, like, she had a lot of drama. Not that I'm complaining. It was kind of entertaining to listen to, but there's a lot going on in Keto's life, apparently. And I haven't talked to her since, but it was really cool to get to actually, like, hear her.
What'd she say? What'd she sound like?
She sounded like a mom. She sounded really comforting and sweet, and I just wanted to keep talking to her because I know she has so much knowledge and wisdom. And she talked about birthing a dragon and about... No, not in a weird way. I mean, maybe kind of in a weird way? I don't know. But
that's kind of gross.
No. But she was talking about how, like, Enchilada technically gave birth to the dragon, but how, like, Keto raised it, and about how Keto's basically the dragon's mom. And it was a lot. There was some real tension there.
He's just nodding really slowly. And you see in the bowl, Gilbert is moving up and down like he's nodding slowly.
To be fair, Gilbert... Because I'm a Triton, I have Emissary of the Sea, so I can communicate simple ideas with beasts that can breathe water. They understand the meaning of your words, though you have no special ability to understand them in return. So
Gilbert is vibing. Gilbert is loving this hot goss on the gods.
I'd like to believe that she probably gives messages to Gilbert for Ramus.
That's precious.
Like, occasionally Ramus will just be like, can you tell Gilbert that I say I love you? And she'll be like, yeah.
Oh, that's so
God
cute.
Knows I'd do that. But yeah, she just keeps talking about that. She probably keeps, like, passing notes during class to him. Like, she will not stop talking about how cool this whole thing was and about how, like, someone, like, one of these flowbolts hit her. She jumped off the boat and one of the hit me over the head with a frying pan. And I was fine. I didn't take any damage. I wasn't hurt. But then I woke up in a chair in a prison surrounded by all these statues. And I had to sneak over and get the tree back. And there's one spell that my mom taught me how to cast because I'm a Triton and I can just kind of cast it. And I used that to get away. And then I found my friends and we all made a daring escape. And yeah.
Remus is hanging on your every word. This is the most amazing story he's ever heard in his life.
And after she's done telling it, she's like, and I can't wait to do it again.
You're gonna get hit on the head with a frying pan by a floatbolt again?
I mean, maybe. I didn't get hurt. I went unconscious.
Denari kind of looked like he had stab wounds.
I don't know what happened
to Denari. Three perfect stab wounds. Like someone stabbed him with a fork.
With a fork?
Or like a trident, maybe?
It would have to be a really big fork.
What? Maybe, was he going to get eaten? Did you ask him if someone was trying to eat him?
Did a giant try to eat him with his giant fork?
Maybe?
Oh my god, a giant tried to eat Denari.
With a giant fork.
Does that mean Denari killed a giant?
Yeah, maybe.
I think that makes sense, right? That makes the most sense.
Underground giant.
How big is underground? I mean, how deep does it go?
Well, I don't know. You are the one underground.
Well, I don't know. There was a really tall ladder.
How tall? Was it like taller than Marcellus?
Oh, much taller than Marcellus. And Marcellus isn't that tall. I've met people taller than Marcellus.
Like who? Marcellus is the tallest guy I know.
Like this guy I met named Baron.
Who?
Baron from the Baronese Mountains.
Okay.
He's way taller than Marcellus. And he's much nicer than Marcellus. To be fair, it's not hard to be nicer than Marcellus, but you know, it's something to be noted.
Remus kind of looks. He's got a look on his face when you say nicer than Marcellus.
Ooh, what is that look? Can I roll an insight check?
It's just kind of an uncomfortable look.
Okay. Are you okay? I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable by talking about your brother. It's just, I train with him.
I know.
I know. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. I mean, I can give Gilbert your message for the day if you want to, you know, talk to him and tell him about your day.
He kind of smiles and says, yeah, we could do that.
Okay. And she just gives Gilbert what she just repeats what Remus says to Gilbert and tries to interpret his swimming around the bowl as responses. Go ahead.
Gilbert tries to communicate back. He knows he's not going to get through.
That's fair.
But he like frantically flips his flippers and like swims around in circles. And
she tries to be like, swim up for yes and swim down for no, but then doesn't ask any yes or no questions. Eden's sweet, but she is not the smartest. Speaking of, she's probably a little too excited to pay a whole lot of attention in any sit-down classes today.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh yes. She's still kind of freaking out. She's still like, this was like a dream for her. She's so excited. She you can see her like doodling on papers, like if they're reading a, like, one of their textbooks that's hers, and, you know, she knows she can doodle in the margins, she's, like, doodling little drawings of some of the statues, like, trying to shade in a little bit of an apple, and, like, drawing a ladder all the way up the side of the long margin of her parchment. And then she'll show Ramus, like, it was even taller than this, and draw, like, a little stick figure version of, like, Holloway and Zanari and Nico at the bottom.
That is so cute.
For scale. Yeah, but she for sure pays zero fucking attention in her class.
Her teachers notice, but they've been, as she's talking to Remus, they kind of leave her alone because Remus doesn't socialize much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so fair. Seeing him talking to Eden is like, wow, he can talk.
Oh no. But no, Eden is like freaking out to Ramus the entire time before she goes to like one-on-one training with like, you know, her mentor and Marcellus for combat training.
Yeah. Ramus kind of like, as he's walking off to go get some lunch, and because he's almost finished for the day, he says,
mm-hmm.
Eden?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe sometime I could do an adventure with you guys?
Of course! I'd love to have you along. You're my best friend.
It would Holloway and Nico and Zanari, would they be okay with that?
I'm sure they wouldn't mind. You're fun to have around, and they know that.
Yeah.
You know what? I can probably ask one of them right now. I don't know if he'll answer. But she like just kind of like says in her head, she doesn't quite know how to activate the mind link they have, but she like tries to reach out and be like, Holloway?
What?
Would you mind if we brought Ramus along next time you went on an adventure?
No, I don't mind at all.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, Ramus is fine.
Where were you this morning, by the way?
Oh.
Not that I like need to know, I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
No, I'm fine. After everything that happened yesterday, I figured Lily needed the day to, you know, get acclimated, so figured I'd stick behind just in case they had any questions. So
yeah.
Spent the morning with my cat. I'm at the docks right now, actually.
That's fair. Tell Notos I say hi when you get a chance.
Will do. they're more talkative than usual this morning.
Oh, that's adorable! Are they making any, like, new fun meow noises? Like, I know cats have a lot of, like, different weird noises they can make. Like, not every meow is the same.
You could say that.
Cool.
Are you gonna be free anytime today?
Probably later tonight. I mean, I have some training left still, and then I gotta help my parents at their shop. But after that, I don't think I have anything going on.
Cool. If we find time, I'd want to make it up that I missed the sunrise.
I mean, sure.
Whenever you're free, just let me know.
Okay. Do I just do what I just did? Do I just talk? Is there a special word I have to say? Or
it worked this time, so let's just go with it.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye. She looks to Ramus and she is like, I'd like to believe that she blushes kind of like dark green. Her entire face is just like flushed dark green. She's like,
What were you doing? You just kind of looked off into the middle distance for like 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to Holloway. He has
it's
this like,
mind.
Yeah, he has this like cool power like, thing.
Is he your imaginary friend? And did you just make him up and will him into existence?
No. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think that makes sense, but it's a good question.
Did Holloway will you into existence to be your
eyes get really wide.
Did someone will you into existence?
I mean, I think Keto willed me into existence because I'm a Triton. I think that's how it worked.
I mean, that's fair.
I think my parents willed me into existence. I don't think Holloway had anything to do with it, or me. But, like, honestly, who knows? It's a lot to think about. Anyways, Holloway can kind of talk to me with his mind. And I know that's kind of weird, but it's actually really useful. It helped them get to me when I was tied up. You know, with Enchilada. Yeah.
Oh, when you were tied to a wooden chair and being tortured?
I was not being tortured.
No one hit you?
No, no one hit me. I thought it was really weird. I've read these books and they talk about these, like, torture scenes, and then Holloway explained to me what an interrogation is, which is just torture for information, and I thought that's what was going to happen, but no one even touched me.
No one even touched you?
No. It's weird. But, I'm thankful for it. I mean, I walked out of there better than Zanari did, that's for sure.
Yeah, Zanari got tried eaten by that troll. Or the giant? Troll.
I think it was a giant. That's what makes the most sense. Because Zanari's tall, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's taller than me.
He's not as strong as I am, but something must have been had to be pretty big to pick him up on a fork.
Were they going to eat him? Like when you spear, like, you know, like a, like some.
Like a fish?
Like a fish, yeah, like a fish.
I mean, maybe. That makes sense. Shoot, isn't... I feel bad. I mean, I can heal, you know? And she does, like, lay on hands for, like, 1 point to Ramus just to, like, make her point. And she's like, I feel like I should have been with them and not, like, run off, but I was so worried about the tree, and then the tree wasn't even important.
You did save them, though.
Keto's the one who knocked Enchilada out, not me. All I did was get the tree, and then it turned out that nobody really even cared about the tree. But she said that she wanted to, like, take over the world things. And I don't think she would have been powerful enough to take over the world. Not if Keto had anything to do with it. But that is a scary concept, and I would rather not have the odds be in her favor.
How would she even take over the world? There's not like she had like a contact here or something.
Oh. She, like, looks around for somewhere that they can talk, like, a little more privately. Since it's lunchtime, she might, like, take him outside, like, into a yard or something.
Okay.
She's like, well, there was an inside contact. I thought it was your brother at first, because all of the letters from the contact were signed with an M. But it's not your brother's handwriting.
Start with that. I mean,
but
Myrtle and the Thirsty Whale starts with M.
That's true.
But he wouldn't.
I think it would have to be apple juice.
He's too nice.
Exactly. He's nice. He has a niece. And his niece is sweet. And we saw him with his niece. So he has to be a nice guy. And he gave me apple juice. And he let me try, I think it was called scotch. And it was really bad. But he let me try it.
It was really bad, though?
It was really gross, but that's not his fault. I just didn't like it. I know Holloway likes it a lot. He drinks it all the time.
Remus kind of, like, gets a little bit sidetracked in his own mind and goes, Does Holloway like me?
Yeah. He seemed like he was happy with the idea of you coming along with us for our next adventure, so I don't see why he wouldn't like you. I like you.
Yeah, I can tell Zanari likes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about Nico, but I think she likes me. But Holloway just hates Marcellus a lot, so I'm just... He kind of, like, hugs the goldfish closer to himself and just goes, I don't know.
It's okay. I think Holloway likes you. I think the reason a lot of people don't like Marcel is because he's kind of full of himself, and then he takes that out and he bullies other people. But we don't... You and Marcellus are two different people. You know? You're completely different to him, and that's why we like you, is because you're you. You're Remus, and you're sweet, and you're smart, and you're funny, and you have a really cool goldfish, and you're fun to spend time with.
He kind of smiles and goes, yeah, I guess so. Anyway, you were making a point?
Sorry. Yeah. It was signed with an M. The handwriting didn't match your brother's. It was chicken scratch. It was really messy.
It's not Hydrogen's either. Hydrogen takes pride in their handwriting.
I feel like it would make... I feel like it would make the most sense if someone powerful would be working with Enchilada. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, that's what would make the most sense, but it would also make sense for her to do more than just stare at me, you know? So none of that really made a whole sense, I guess.
I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that would start with an M besides Miyabi.
Who's that?
You know, magic teacher, kind of him and the tiefling, Lore. They kind of run the whole school. You know, they keep all the logic stuff. They're both really smart. Lore has like he came from the kingdom of Timshel, where like remember the night of
Timshel.
You know, the night the stars fell, the bedtime story that...
Yeah, Dad tells us.
Yeah. Where with the prince and his friends, and they stopped the big dragon with the stars.
The ice, yeah.
Yeah.
He's from there?
Yeah, he apparently was born there, and he's been, like, traveling the world and gathering knowledge because it's his... quest, and that's why his name is Lore. And he's here just because this was where he stopped for now, and he's kind of taught me a few things on like the history of Keto and like you know, like the whole history of, you know, prophecies and stuff. And, well, Miyabi knows much more about prophecies, and he's from the mainland. He's a satyr.
Mm-hmm.
But I get kind of private sort of history lessons from them. But
that's cool.
The only other person I could think of that starts with an M would be Miyabi.
Does Eden know Miyabi?
She might have had history classes with him, but given how much Eden would pay attention in these classes, I'm not true. Gonna say she remembers.
That's true. That's very, very true. Okay. And yeah, she probably spends the rest of her lunch just like talking to Remus, and you know, this gives me very big, like, really bad detectives making up horrible conspiracy theories together vibes. And I'd like to believe that they just spend the rest of the time, like, trying to put the pieces together, but doing it really badly.
Like, let's snoop around and spy on people.
Yeah. Like, the whole Zanari got eaten by a giant thing gives me big, like, almost Jester and Knot vibes for Critical Role, but not quite.
Just like, oh, that makes sense. It really does make sense.
Like, all the pieces add up. They're like, I'm not going to roast MatPat, but they're like MatPat. It's just a theory.
I love it.
Okay.
We can have a legal roast of MatPat as a treat.
As a treat.
Just a little roast of MatPat.
I watch his show. I no shade to MatPat, but also like, come on. Anyways. Yeah, and then after training, after like sit down class, she probably has like training, and I know she has like training where she's supposed to learn magic, but she hasn't really been able to do magic up until this point, so she's just kind of slacked off in that, but she's really looking forward to that. But I don't know if that comes before or after like combat training.
Let's see. It's about lunchtime. Combat training is around 2 o'clock-ish. So
okay. So probably magic first.
Magic first.
Yeah, she like bursts into whatever building she's in. I don't know if this is like one-on-one or if it's like a group thing. She's running everywhere today. And I have this like kind of headcanon that Eden kind of runs around in bare feet and everyone just lets her.
Oh, so like Rapunzel.
Like Rapunzel, yes. But also she's like, listen, I run faster when my feet are bare. Shoes only slow me down. So she runs with bare feet. She's wearing shoes. Not Eden, that's for damn sure. Yeah, but she goes into her magic class. She's like buzzing with energy. And she like runs right up to the teacher.
Oh, Eden. Hello. What are you here late?
I am late. I'm sorry. I didn't even realize I was late. I was talking to someone, but I did magic yesterday for the first time and I didn't even realize it.
Your teacher, a Firbolg man named Cyril Leland, who is a druid, he kind of looks you up and down and goes, right.
No, I did magic. I got kidnapped by someone and they had me like tied to a chair and I talked to Keto. I was underground. I was kidnapped. And I talked to Keto. And then right after I talked to Keto, I told this lady who kidnapped me to untie me because my hands were tied behind the chair, right? And she did. She just walked over. Her eyes got like all glassy and her posture changed and she just said, I'll untie you. And then she walked over and she just untied me. And I felt something. That divine spark that you talk about, I felt it.
You did magic and you cast a command spell.
I think so, yeah.
The hydrogen is sitting kind of in the back of the class reading their book and just looks at you and goes, Eden, you sure about that?
I'm sure. I know I did it. Wouldn't have untied me otherwise. I can try.
Please, let's see this magic.
And she looks at her teacher, and she simply says, "Dance."
because I'm Livy and I am a memer. He just starts doing the floss.
I was gonna say, I hope he starts.
He just starts doing the floss with his eyes glaze over, and he just starts doing the floss. And Hydrogen just their jaw drops, and just like, you really can do magic.
I don't know how it happened. I mean, my mom taught me how to do like one spell because it runs in the family, I guess. But I can do some cool stuff.
They like clap kind of in awe watching their teacher do the floss.
It only lasts for one round, so it's just like 6 seconds of furious flossing.
Afterwards, Cyril just goes, like I said, you can't. It's not magic.
I can't. Command was, that was magic. I just cast a spell on you.
He looks up and down and goes, Is that why I started dancing?
Yes, I don't think I've ever seen you smile, let alone dance.
He kind of just, like, breathes really heavily and puts his fingers to the bridge of his nose and just goes and sits down in his chair and just kind of rocks back and forth for a moment like he's thinking. And he goes, "All right, Miss Eden, please have a seat."
Okay, and she sits down.
Now I'm going to continue with the lesson.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just got really excited.
You see him kind of look at you, and he gives you one of the first smiles you've ever seen. And
says, yes!
It's kind of a smile of pride. He is proud.
Ooh.
But he continues on with the lesson, teaching in his very stuttery voice.
Oh. And I think she probably actually, like, pays attention for once.
Aw.
I mean, I think, not to muse on Eden's scholarly habits for too long, but she tries to pay attention. I just think that her brain goes so fast sometimes that it's very difficult for her to stay focused on one thing for one period of time.
Yeah. Which is convenient because now it is time for combat training.
Woo!
Yay. You're doing combat training outside, kind of. There's a special spot kind of near the school fort. Mm-hmm. And your combat training is led by a
mix
of character. Well, Marcellus is there. Mm-hmm. He waves to you kind of with a jovial smile.
She kind of like waves and, you know that smile where it's, like, not really a smile? You just kind of, like, show your teeth? Like, she does that. Yeah, she does that.
Tabaxi Ranger is standing and just kind of picking through some swords and things, trying to decide what weapons to train you on today.
What's the teacher's name? Sorry if you don't have one.
give me like 4 seconds. I just pulled
it back. No, it's good. It's good. One, it's two.
These are all really, really interesting names. Tabaxis have weird names.
You can just call him like Phil or something.
I'm not gonna call him Phil.
To be fair, Eden's dad's name is fucking Adam, so, like...
True. I was like, Adam. I can name him after my cat. No, I can't. All of my cats are named after fictional cats from this universe. his name is Grim.
Grim, okay. Mr. Grim? Can I use a glaive today? I know it's like what I'm better at, but I went on an adventure yesterday and I didn't really get to fight much. So I thought I'd get even better at using my glaive.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you. And she kind of like just like hops and like grabs a glaive and like runs to her spot.
Marcellus kind of struts on over to his spot, kind of sashaying his cape.
Of course he fucking sashays. He struts. He can't even walk anywhere like a human being.
He's not a human, he's an elf.
Still! And he fucking acts like one. God damn it.
Yeah, he kind of pulls out his sword. He, like,
waves to some passing girls.
This scumbag. Eden probably isn't paying much attention to Marcellus, honestly. This is the one class I feel like she would probably really excel in, because once again, character building. Woo! Eden doesn't like combat in practice, but in theory, I feel like she very much enjoys it. Like, doing drills and such.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Marcellus kind of, he sets down the sword after a bit and picks up a trident.
Uh-oh. All right.
Spinning it around in his hands. I'm feeling like this today.
Cool. Good for you.
I see you've chosen the glaive again.
It's because it's what I'm good at, and it's what I'm specializing in.
All good for you. I'm glad you've chosen your weapon, as I have not picked the right weapon myself. One that I can be bonded with for life.
I mean, it's just a weapon, Marcellus. It's not like a wife or a husband. No judgment here. Or spouse. It's not... there's no point. And she just walks away. Or she tries to walk away.
He kind of gets into position holding his trident up.
Yeah.
He stops after a second and grabs the shield from his back and holds that up and says, let's try a little paladin style, if you don't mind.
You want to spar?
He kind of shrugs and says, isn't that why we're here?
Yeah, okay, let's spar. And she pulls her glaive up. She can't wield a shield because glaives are two-handed, but...
Alright, I'm not gonna roll lethally.
Yeah.
It's a 9 plus. He's got a lot of actions.
Oh god!
Marcellus is 9th level.
He's what?! Oh no! They shouldn't be sparring! She's level 2!
He's not gonna use spells or anything on you.
Still, she has 22 hit points, Livy!
He's not gonna hurt her. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. He only landed a 15. Against 15 her AC.
Damage? Oh, against her AC. She has a 16 armor class.
He lunges at you with the trident with one hand and just kind of barely glances off of your armor.
Can I say that Eden, like, kind of hits the trident away with, like, the butt of her glaive and then uses the momentum to attack him?
Yeah, go for it.
Hell yeah. All right. This is my lucky dice. Please roll well. Okay. Not bad. Not the greatest. Not bad. 5, 7, 8. That's an 18 to hit.
All right. If it meets, it beats, and you meets.
Fuck yeah. I just barely hit with an 18. That's scary. All right.
He does have style, extra AC because he's got his shield engaged.
Yeah, I figured. Reroll ones and twos, fighting style. That is a 7. That's 10 hit points of damage. 10 points of damage on Marcellus while she hits him with her glaive.
All right. He kind of lunges forward, kind of tripping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of looks at you, kind of confused. He's got kind of it's not a bad scrape, but yeah. It is bleeding.
Oh, she's like, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to actually make you bleed. I tried to hit you with the blunt of it, but I don't think that worked. I'm sorry.
He kind of like looks down at it and just like looks up at you, kind of surprised. It's like, well, Eden, I can't say I saw that coming from you, but I'm impressed nonetheless.
Do you just like enjoy being mean to people? Like, is that fun for you?
I was trying to pay you a compliment.
But it was such a mean way to do it. Like, when you compliment someone, you're like, that was a really good hit. Not like, I didn't expect that from someone like you.
He kind of, like, rolls his eyes and goes to lunge at you with the trident again.
Okay.
That's a 17.
That hits.
Okay. I need a d6. Emerge from the dice pouch. That is a 4.
4 damage?
Yep.
Okie dokie. That is 4. Let me mark that. Okay, she's gonna go in right for another strike at him. Like, fully. All right. Good dice. Good dice, good dice, good dice. It was not a good roll! Oh, this is an 11. That doesn't hit.
No, it does not hit.
She trips a little bit this time. She's, like, starting to feel maybe a little bit, like, not necessarily angry, but she's starting to get a little bit fed up with this. It's abnormal. She usually, like, puts up with him, but she is not having it today.
Marcellus, goes to hit you again. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is it a nat 20?
It was a nat 20.
Okay, roll your damage! Just do it!
Okay. That's a 1.
Oh, thank God!
That was a 2. That's 3.
Nice.
Marcellus, like, jumps up in the air, looking... I'm gonna make this look cool, because he rolled a
12. Hell yeah.
Jumps up in the air. It looks so super cool as he goes to spear you with the trident, but at the last second shifts so it won't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of lets it scrape against your arm.
She just kind of like adjusts her stance. She's very being very, very technical about this. Like, she's going in for like different angles of attack. She's deliberately watching his stance and looking for openings. Not the same kind of like instinctual fighting you might see from someone who just like picked up a sword and learned how to use it. She attacks again. That is a 20 something to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
All right, and then a d10. Oh, I rolled a 10! Fuck yeah! That's 13 points of damage, baby!
Oh, boy.
At first I was like, 0, damn, can't re-roll that. And then I was like, wait, that's a 10.
0 points of damage. Wow!
Yeah, she just goes in for the glaive. She's not talking. She very much looks like she's concentrating. But Marcellus can see her eyes keep darting to his feet. And I think next turn, she's going to try and make, like, a called attack. And she's going to try and, like, knock him down, like, by his feet with the butt of her glaive.
All right. Yeah, after you you hit him, he... it's a 3.
Oof.
My dice, I have, like, this cutting mat on my desk, and it kind of rolled like it was gonna land, and then rolled off, and turned from a 19 to a 30.
I hate when that happens!
So, we go in with the 3. Where's the 3? So he kind of is trying to figure out what you're going to do and why you keep looking at his feet. So he kind of distractedly lunges and he turns slightly because he sees something. Just pauses as he watches Zanari walk by. and looks at him confused for a bit until Zanari leaves.
Yeah, she's gonna go in with the butt of her glaive and try and knock his feet out from under him while he's distracted.
Alright, I will say you have advantage because he is distracted.
Ah, hell yeah! Alright, lucky dice. Advantage, please help me. Nat 20!
Yeah, boy!
Can we say that I knock him down, and once he's on his back, she, like, puts the butt of her glaive, like, on his chest to hold him down?
Yes, you do that.
Hell yeah. And she, like, waves to Zanari in the meantime. She's like, hi!
Zanari waves before continuing.
Hell yeah, that's so funny.
A little bit concerned at Eden's strength. But Zanari continues on his day looking for Holloway.
Okay. And yeah, she keeps sparring. Fucking. I think at some point she might say to Marcellus, like, would Marcellus question why she's being so sassy all of a sudden?
A little bit. He kind of just, with the butt of the glaive against his neck, he just looks at her and goes, and what has sparked all of this?
I don't know. I just made some friends who actually treat me nicely and kindly and, you know, like friends are supposed to treat people. Get up. And she, like, kicks him really, really lightly with, like, the toe of her... The teacher probably fucking makes her wear shoes in this class, so she, like, kicks him with the toe of her sandal.
He gets up a little bit scraped up and bruised, but overall fine. And he goes, you're acting weird.
Yeah.
It's that Holloway, isn't it?
I don't know. Holloway's a better friend than you are. Can she make another attack while he's talking?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Yeah. That's no bueno. That's like 13.
He sees you go to lunge at him with your glaive, and he just kind of knocks it aside with his shield. And he's looking you dead in the eyes, and he kind of puts a hand on your shoulder and goes, Eden, you're not acting like yourself.
You don't even know me. And she, like, tries to get her shoulder out of her grip, out of his grip.
I've known you since before anything.
What's my favorite color?
Coral pink and seafoam green.
No.
Those are the colors you wear the most.
It's the color of the sunrise at the docks. And she makes another attack. That is a 17 plus 5.
Yeah, that hits.
All right, God, I'm rolling hella damage today. I roll a d10 for attacks and reroll ones and twos because of her fighting style. That's 8 plus 3, so that's 11 points of damage.
He's below half.
Oh no!
He kind of like bites back a scream as you stab him.
I don't want to stab him.
What do you want to do?
That's fair. I want to do like non-lethal attack. She's like trying to hit him with like the blunt of her glaive.
Okay, so you don't stab him. You just
hit him really hard.
a wooden hilt of a weapon into his rib cage.
Oh God! Okay.
And you hear a thunk as a bone cracks.
She's like, "I'm sorry. That sounded like it really hurt."
He kind of just looks at her with kind of a mix of tears in his eyes and just walks away.
She's like clearly fighting back the urge to apologize. She probably feels a little guilty for that. She's like, in her head, she's like, I know he deserves it, but I hurt him pretty bad, and I kind of stooped to his level. And she's going to run to catch up with him, but she's just going to cast a first level Cure Wounds and then walk away.
All right.
All right. That's not a lot. She heals him for, like, 5 points of damage.
The crack in his ribs doesn't heal, but you do see one of the scratches go away.
I dump the rest of my lay on hands into him, which is 9 points.
Do you have to lay your hands on him for the lay on hands?
Yes, she might slap him.
He looks at you kind of offended. It's like, Aiden, just leave me alone.
Now do you understand how weird it feels for someone to put their hands on you without asking? I'm sorry, I thought the way you treated me was just how people treated each other when they liked each other or when they wanted to be friends with someone, but that's not true.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Do you have any friends other than Hydrogen?
He kind of just like looks like he's sighing and just starts to walk away again.
Just try to be nicer and people will be nice back. And she walks away.
As you walk away, you see standing kind of on the docks holding a flower is Hydrogen.
Hydrogen! She probably walks up. Hey!
Oh, hello.
What's the flower for?
I don't know.
You just have a flower?
Yeah, just have a flower for some reason. I think I got it from Zanari, but I'm not sure why. They kind of look at the water lily in their hands and they just drop it into the ocean.
That was a pretty flower.
Yeah, and now it looks pretty in the water. I do have druid magic. It'll grow down there.
Okay. Do you... I know this is kind of out of nowhere, but do you want to hang out sometime?
They, like, raise an eyebrow at you. And
like, not in a weird way. Like, in a friend's way.
They kind of pluck the petals off of the chrysanthemums in their hand and drop them into the water. Go, I think that'd be nice to hang out.
I mean, do you have anyone you hang out with other than Marcellus?
Well, I hang out with Ramus. Sort of. And he drops the stems of the flowers into the water, almost forgetting they were ever in his hands in the first place.
Okay, and it was a water lily and a chrysanthemum, you said?
There were two chrysanthemums, and he has an aloe in his pocket, but he's not getting rid of it.
Okay, two chrysanthemums.
They think it's a druid healing component.
Okay. So it was just two chrysanthemums?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah, she's gonna go and just try and help her parents out for the day, selling what jewelry she already has, but I know you can't, like, make jewelry in one day, especially with what she's planning to make, but she wants to make a pin with... She wants to, like, spend time on it, like, a lot of time, and make probably a pin with, like, really pretty, like, molded pieces of enamel, like, gold around the edges, and she wants to make 2 3-dimensional chrysanthemums that are the same colors of the ones that Hydrogen had, okay. And probably like whatever like small flower would go with them, like baby's breath or forget me nots or something kind of around. And she wants to start working that. It's not something she can do in one day, but she wants to get that started.
Okay. They had a yellow chrysanthemum and a white chrysanthemum.
Okay, then she'll probably do like baby's breath around it.
All right. You do that. You spend maybe a few hours working on that.
And probably a few hours after that, not as long as she's spending a lot of time on that, just trying to like chat up customers, kind of use kind of smiley, more personal nature to get people to like buy, you know, if they're tailors, buy some of her dad's silk that he just got in from the mainland, and it's so pretty and feel how soft it is. And you know, if there's ladies walking by, she'll, you know, let them try her mom's dresses. She'll be like, oh my god, that looks so good with your complexion. Look at how good it makes your collarbone look. And I have just the necklace for you. It comes with the dress. And, you know, doing her job.
Yeah. All right.
Because she wants to make money. Or Heather wants to make money.
Heather wants to make money.
Monies.
Get the monies?
The monies.
Yeet. Yeah. Sell some. You make a lot of customers happy. They're happy with seeing you. And your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom's. Comes around and she says, oh, Eden, you've done wonderfully. Thank you for all your help. You can run along now if you have any... If you want to hang out with your friends, maybe, or the Remus, or Nico, or Sinari, maybe, or...
Can we talk just really quickly?
Oh, of course, dear.
Like, somewhere away from Dad?
She kind of like gets a mom look on her face and says, oh, yeah, of course, dear.
It's nothing bad. It's just I don't feel want to hear it.
Oh, all right.
I think I. So. If you find out that really mean to you and your friends and other people, and you're mean to them back. Without realizing, does that make you bad? Or is that a bad thing? Because I don't know why, but I feel bad.
Well, what did you do, dear?
I realized that Marcel is kind of mean. Like, even when he tries to be nice, he's mean about it. And I just thought that that was how people were, because you know, him and Ramus were really my only friends. And then I met, like, Holloway and Nico and Zanari, and now I know that friends are nice to each other, and they make each other good, and they don't make each other get that weird sinking feeling in their stomach like I get with Marcellus, and they don't, like, put their hands on my shoulder without asking all the time, and he's been so mean to my friends for the last day, and then he said something, and I just snapped, and I don't even remember what I said, but I was talking to him, and I was sparring with him, and I did really well in sparring, and I started to tell him that that wasn't okay, and he asked me why I was acting like this, and I told him that I had good friends that didn't do those things to me. And I was kind of aggressive about it, but I got him down. I did really well in sparring, but then he just got up and walked away, and he seemed really upset.
She kind of, like, looks really thoughtful for a minute. Hmm.
That's quite a lot, dear. I can't say I know exactly what to do.
That's fair. I don't know why I feel bad. He deserved it, but, you know, you taught me to be nice to everybody, even if they weren't nice to me back. So I don't know, I feel bad.
You feel... She kind of smiles and laughs a little bit. You feel bad because you're better than he is. He wouldn't feel bad, would he?
I mean, I don't think he does, because he does stuff like that a lot.
Then that makes you stronger than him.
I did hit him pretty hard. Mom, I did so today. I'm learning how to cast. And I'm
proud of you.
I did so much damage.
Him.
I. We're using wooden weapons. I couldn't kill him, but I hit him harder than he hit me because I focus on one weapon, so I'm better with one weapon. And he's like, I haven't seen my weapon yet. I need to have with it. And like, come on, it's a sword. I picked a glaive because I'm good at using a glaive. And the glaive does a lot of damage. And
I think he was trying to flirt with you.
I don't like it when he does that. It makes me feel really weird. Probably.
Are you sure?
I don't want him to, like, be mad and, like, tell his father something bad about me. And I know he's gonna get married. I know that's a thing. So I guess up until now, I just tried to be nice to him because I figured I'd have to spend the rest of my life with him anyway.
She kind of, like, starts running her fingers through your hair, just kind of fixing it in the mom way. Just like, I'm sure we'll figure something out with it, dear.
Thanks.
She kind of, like, gets a look in her eyes for a moment, a flash of green before she continues and says, I don't think that the flash of green pops through her eyes again.
Huh.
I don't think that Marcellus and you is a good match.
Yeah, I don't really think so either.
But I can't think of anyone else that would protect you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I can't think of anyone else that would protect you. When you're older, I mean, that Holloway is very sweet, but...
Maybe I could learn to protect myself. I mean,
I know that, dear. You're much stronger than either of those boys, but I'm talking about your future when I'm not here and your father's not here, and it's just...
Why did you marry Dad? Did you marry him so he would protect you?
Well, partially, but I married your dad before any of that was important.
You mean... Yeah, I don't know. I know I should marry him, but I can't think of anyone else I'd like in particular that I'd rather marry. I just know I want it to be him. I can barely stand spending 40 seconds with him, let alone years.
Well, there's another final flash of green in her eyes. We'll figure something out, dear.
Thank you, Mom. And she gives her mom a big hug.
Aww, her mom hugs her tightly.
You can keep whatever the jewelry made today. I don't need it. I'm gonna go probably hang out with Holloway later today, if that's okay?
Yeah. You're an adult, dear. It's fine.
I know, but I still like to ask. It's a small city, you know. I can't really go anywhere without you guys knowing about it, so...
She kind of brushes your hair out of your face and smiles, because I trust you, dear.
Thanks, Mom. Tell Dad I say hi, and she kind of runs off.
I will.
Love you!
Love you too, dear.
Yeah, and she connects with Holloway in her mind. It's probably getting pretty late at this point, but she's like, hey, I'm free!
Oh, hey, I was just talking to Zanari. Give me a few minutes. The docks, right?
Sure, yeah. The docks. I'll meet you there.
No, but did you eat yet?
Oh, did I eat? Gods, did I eat? She, like, has to think for about 15 seconds. I don't think I've eaten today.
Eden, okay. You brought me breakfast the other day, so I'm gonna bring you dinner.
Okay, thank you.
Fair trade.
Right, okay, meet you there.
Okay.
Okay. And she goes over to the docks probably faster than she would like to admit. She probably runs, and she's in her usual spot.
There's a bit of a wait, admittedly. Mm-hmm. Like, Holloway had to go stop and get food, and he probably went to, like, same deal, probably that kind of, like, not
yeah.
good, but not good health-wise, but good taste-wise.
Yeah.
And he'd just bring back some, and you'd finally see him, like, probably after that point where you're starting to wonder, did they bail, you know?
Yeah.
Like, right when that thought enters, they're probably just like, oh, hey.
Hey.
Sorry I'm a little late. I just, long line.
No, you're all good. Thanks for the dinner. Sometimes I just kind of forget to eat. It can get really busy. I'm working on another pin for hydrogen. Because they had some flowers today, whatever that was.
Huh.
They just kind of like threw them into the ocean, which was kind of weird. But they were pretty flowers, so I thought I'd, you know,
immortalize
them in a way.
Zanari told me that hydrogen went to a shop today. Maybe that's where they got them.
Yeah, they said that they got them from Zanari.
Ah. You can see Holloway, like, wants to just, like, upchuck, like, information, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just, like, starts as, so, how was your day?
Well, I talked to Ramus, and we had class, but it was, like, really boring history, and I never really like listening to history, because it's gone, it's done, why would I listen to it? And then I told Ramus about everything that happened, because we only really gave him a summary, and then he asked if he could come next time, and I told him, probably. He's worried that you don't like him. But
oh,
I think... that's what I thought. I thought so. And, you know, I like him too. He's probably one of my best friends. And After that, I went to magic training, and I made my teacher dance, just like I made... I guess I'm not supposed to say her actual name, is what Ramus told me. I don't know if that's true, but for now, I'm just gonna call her an enchilada.
Oh, okay, yes. That works for me. I'll...
Yeah, enchilada. I used the same thing that I used on her, on my teacher, and I made him dance. And he did this, like, weird hip thrusty hands thing. I think I heard Ramus call it a floss at one point, but I don't really know why it's called that. It looks really weird. And then I had sparring, right? And Marcellus was my sparring partner. And I... She kind of, like, sinks a little bit. Like, mid-bite of...
I was just going to say, Holloway genuinely looks enthralled.
I kind of told him off. He got really upset and he walked away. I can do more damage than I realize.
There's an obvious kinda, like, roll at he got upset.
Yeah. she kind of like hits the glaive on her back. And I like to point out that the wrappings on the glaive, like pink and seafoam green. Mm-hmm. And they have like little bits of like dried flowers and are tucked into them. And it's all held together with like a clasp. It's pretty. It's aesthetic. And she's just kind of like, I hurt him really bad, like with my glaive. And I think I might have heard his words. I got in a good hit for the first time because I'm pretty good with my glaive. And he's like, I'm surprised that was coming from you. Pretty good for you.
Gross.
I just let it out. I don't think I've ever done that before, but it felt really good.
That is venting.
I just told him how I felt. And I said, that was mean. And he said, I was trying to compliment you. And I said, that's a mean way to compliment someone. And I thought that friends just acted like he did. And then he put his hand on my shoulder. And none of you have ever touched me without asking. And it gave me this weird feeling in my stomach. And I didn't like it. And talking to him made me feel nervous and scared. And not like in a fun, like adrenaline nervous kind of way. Like I was nervous when I woke up tied up in a chair around with a bunch of statues. Like that was cool nervous. But this was like the kind of nervous that feels like you just ate something really, really and your stomach just keeps turning like that. And I just told him that I found better friends and that I know how people are supposed to treat each other. That's not the way you should treat someone. And he got really upset. And by the time I had, you know, knocked him down a couple of times, he just moved away. And I healed him because I did a little.
He nods.
But it's not like I could help it. And yeah. I just said if he was nicer, people would be nicer to him back. Because he's like, I don't know how, you know. I said, like, that's not how friends treat people, right? Because that's not how friends treat people.
No.
And he said, I wouldn't know. And I said, do you have any friends other than Hydrogen? And I think he said, not really. My memory's kind of all been a long day. And I just said, like, maybe people would be nicer to you if you were nicer to other people. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's not hard to understand.
It's not.
Like, I understand that I'm not the smartest person in my class. I'm well aware of that. But it's not a difficult concept to get that you should be nice to people.
It's not. And Marcellus was upset because someone who he saw as below him took a stand. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth.
That sounds about right.
Marcellus was upset because his vision of who you were was challenged by who you really are. And he wants to mold you into this, pardon my language, perfect wife. And no. I think that's not who you are.
He didn't even know what my favorite color is. Like, he talked about that he knows me and that he's all, but he doesn't. He just thinks he does, but all he ever does is talk about himself.
Yeah. Your favorite color is the sunrise, right?
Yeah. That's why I wake up early to see it every morning. And yeah, it's a little hard to replicate that color in fabric, so I have my, like, second favorite colors and third favorite colors. But he guessed based on the clothes that I was wearing, which, to be fair, is a reasonable guess, but I feel like if you've known someone for that long, like...
I haven't known you for as long as he has, and you just told me.
Exactly. Because it's not hard answer to find out.
That's true. Eden, I want to apologize real quick. I, when all that ended, I kind of gave you an out-of-nowhere hug, and I don't know, I didn't want it to seem like Marcellus touching your shoulder without permission. I should have asked.
No, it's okay because I know you meant it, and I know that you didn't mean anything other than to me. It wasn't meant to make me feel anything or get me to do something or get me to think a certain way about you. It was just a hug. Yes. I appreciate you apologizing, but
I'm just glad you're okay.
It just didn't. I don't know why him touching me bothers me so much, but I don't like it.
If you don't like it, then he shouldn't do it. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm probably overstepping my bounds.
No, it's okay. You're fine. It's okay.
Eden, you've been one of my best friends since I've moved here. I'm really happy when I see you in the docks every morning. I feel kind of bad that I miss that. It's kind of become our tradition.
It's okay. You gotta take a day off every once in a while.
I guess, but I guess now that I think about it, now that we have, you know, he kind of taps his head, I guess I could have given you some forewarning. I just completely slipped my mind.
It's okay. I'm not upset.
Today was a crazy day for me, too.
Yeah, how was your day? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. There's something I want to tell you, but I don't know if I should, because it's big, Eden. It's really big, and oh man, you know what? No, that's stupid. I trust you.
I was gonna say, I'm your friend. Nothing you say is gonna change that at this point. You're stuck with me.
He smiles a bit and just goes, okay, but it's about you and your situation with Marcellus.
Okay.
And if I tell you this, you have to understand that I'm not trying to influence you in any way, shape, or form. This is just what I know.
Okay.
Your betrothal. Yes. I talked to Remus this afternoon. We had a conversation about my mother. And I'll tell you that story if you need me to, but simply put, she passed away when I was young, and I've missed her a lot. I even kind of moved to Catopolis to get away from all of that.
That makes sense. I don't blame you. That's gotta be really rough.
Yeah. Remus, as you know, also lost a parental figure. So we talked about how we feel about that, and I told Remus that he is, you know, what his mother chose to keep in the world, and that he's like a little walking beacon of her love. And to me, that's amazing. I wish I could take my own advice sometimes. But he mentioned offhandedly that that betrothal is only something Marcellus believes. That what? Your parents believe it because Marcellus told them so, and that Romulus and Remus kind of thought it was a big joke. They thought it was like, you know, it's not written down, it's not real. That your parents are taking it way more seriously, and that may be because of something else.
She looks equal parts, like, overwhelmed, relieved, and horrified at the same time.
If you need me to stop, tell me, because there's more, but I don't know if you're...
No, keep going. I'd rather... I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna take some time for me to probably process this and come up with a response that makes sense. Because my brain's just kind of doing all sorts of really fast, confusing things right now.
I'm sorry. This is...
No, don't apologize. Please keep going.
I
need to know.
Okay. It's about you, so I thought it was right you. It's about hydrogen.
Okay.
When Zanari and I talked, because we did talk. Just so you know, Nico and Zanari know some of this. Not all. Just Zanari knows all of it, Nico doesn't, because Nico's been busy all day. That's because I told Zanari, because he came and told me stuff about Marcellus and hydrogen, and that... Hydrogen brought those flowers for Marcellus to tell him that they wanted to...
That they wanted to what?
He just kind of goes on and says, Hydrogen was trying to take a break from him and Marcellus's time together, and Zanari asked if Hydrogen was being hurt, and he said that Hydrogen got all, and he kind of like pantomimes like zombie-esque, and then just goes like, and said no in a very like, this is a robot voice, you know?
That doesn't seem right.
And you said that he threw those flowers into the ocean, which makes me think...
Yeah, he didn't even know... Sorry, they didn't even know what the flowers were for.
That makes me think that there's something off with what happened to Hydrogen.
And
which makes me think that there's something off with what Marcellus is doing to them. And that's the only conclusion I could make. When we performed, he did a very powerful spell at me. I was able to play it off, but... He's the only person I really know who can do that kind of magic.
I know, he's really powerful. He's one of the more powerful people who go to training with me.
I don't know if he'd have that kind of power, but... I mean, the only... It was asking about Marcellus that made him go all... He does the zombie motion again. So, I mean, no one else would cover his butt like that, you know?
She kind of, like... pulls her knees. She usually sits so her legs are like dangling over the dock and kind of like skimming the surface of the water. She pulls her knees up to her chest, and she's like, maybe it's a bad idea to give Hydrogen that pin.
I don't know the whole situation, but me and Zanari talked, and we're gonna try and get Hydrogen out of that, because if it's what we think it is, it's genuinely dangerous.
Hydrogen said that they were gonna hang out with me soon. I just asked on a whim, because they seem like they could, I don't know, use more friends. Who couldn't use more friends? You know, the more the merrier. But they seem cool, and I wanted to hang out with them.
And, of course. They seem alright.
You know, they seem like a cool person, and now I'm kind of scared that... I don't know. We're not really friends, but I'm already worried about them, and I'm scared that... I don't know. If Marcellus was angry from sparring, I just hope he didn't go right to Hydrogen, and I just...
Halloway looks over at you for a second, goes, can I give you a hug?
She just nods.
He gives her a hug and just goes, this is a lot to take in. And I'm...
She's shaking a little bit in his arms, probably.
He just, like, keeps holding and giving a hug for just a little bit longer, and then parts, and then just kind of sits next to her a bit closer and goes, people suck, but there's always junk food.
There's always junk food, but not all people suck. I think some people suck, but I think that's because they don't... I think some people who suck just don't know how to not suck. But that's not an excuse. They still suck. And she, like, takes a big bite of her junk food.
Halloween kind of smiles a bit and just goes, I shouldn't have opened with that. It's gonna kill the whole evening. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm not gonna lie. It's really... I feel like I've wasted so much time thinking that I'm gonna have to spend the rest of my life with Marcellus, and I wasted so much time being nice to him, because that's what I thought I had to do. And I don't know if that made him think that that was okay to be like that, and that it's my fault, but Everything I've done in my life has been because I was supposed to marry Marcellus. And everything I've done and everything I've told myself that I am has been because I'm supposed to make Marcellus happy and because I'm supposed to make my family happy. And that was all fake. That was just all fake. Marcellus made it up. And everyone just went with it. And now my mom's on my side. I don't know when that happened. Her eyes went all weird, and then she said, we'll figure it out. But I just...
Halloway kind of, like, unties his neckerchief and hands it to her.
She, like, wipes away. There's, like, for sure tears forming. She's starting to cry. She's patting her eyes with...
She would notice the neckerchief has the pin she made on it.
Aw. She kind of, like, messes with it a little bit in her fingers. She's like, you've had this for long enough that it should need a polish by now, but it's, like, pristine.
I kind of took up a little knowledge on how to keep it clean myself.
Aw.
It's
I could... I could always clean it for you if you wanted to. You didn't have to do that.
I know, but, you know, you take pride in what you care about.
Thank you.
Not a problem. And then he just kind of pauses a little bit and just goes, hey, Eden.
Yeah?
I can't tell you honestly that I know exactly what you're going through. To know that everything you've been through is for someone else's benefit. But I can tell you this. I don't care who you marry. I don't want it to be Marcellus, but that's because Marcellus is a bad person. I don't care who you marry. I don't care who your friends are. I care that you have the ability to choose those things, you know?
Yeah.
You are your own person, and you deserve to make those choices. And yes, a lot of what you've done in the past was for other people. And it's awful to know that that kind of kindness was misused. But, I mean, I see a lot of growth. You're doing a lot more things for you, and as your friend, it makes me really happy. And I don't know how much help I can be. I'm just, you know, I'm just some sailor. But
you're also probably my closest friend, if not my best friend right now.
It's nice to hear. But I don't know how much help I can be, but if you ever need anything.
Holloway, I wouldn't have spoken up at all. You say how I'm making more choices for me or whatever. I wouldn't have done any of that if not for you, and of course Sonari and Nico, but I don't know. We talk more than I get to talk to them, and Sonari's kind of like my dad, because my dad's doesn't really talk to me a whole lot, so. And, you know, I just met Nico, and she seemed, you know, I've been talking to you for a while, and I like talking to you, and I like spending time with you. And you made me realize that I don't have to put up with people treating me like that. I don't, even if I'm going to marry him, that's not how you should treat people.
You're right.
I realized that because of you.
He smiles a bit and his face gets like a little red and just goes, well, I'm happy I could already help. But again, really, if you need anything, let me know, okay?
Okay. And the same goes for you if you ever need anything. If I can help, I will.
He nods and just goes, so, life as you know it has changed. Your worldview's been shattered. People you thought you trusted suck. People you thought suck, apparently now you can trust. Sounds like a day in Catopolis, am I right?
Yeah. But, you know how we're talking about making more choices for me?
He nods.
We should go get more junk food.
Like right now?
Like right now. Like, let's walk up and let's go get more greasy junk food and shitty food that is not good for us but is tasty, and I want to pet Notos, and then I want to hang out with you and Nico, and then I want to go to bed. Because that sounds like the best evening I could have.
He smiles and just, like, stands up and holds out his hand just in case you need to lift up.
She takes it. She like, kind of pulls him down a little bit with her. She obviously didn't need the help up, but she takes it anyways.
And just goes, that sounds like a good evening to me.
Awesome.
I mean, one more thing. Just between you and me, okay?
Okay.
You seemed very excited when we were in those caves. I don't know. I've never heard someone so excited about being kidnapped.
Well, it's an adventure. Yeah. It's something that's never happened before. And, you know, I wasn't being hurt. You know, they didn't touch me.
Thank goodness for that. I'd have gone more crazy than I was.
But you know?
Yeah.
You get raised on these stories of people saving the world, and then you think, you know, maybe this is my chance to do something like that. And even if it's just saving an apple tree, you know, it's something that I've never gotten to do before. I've just sold jewelry and dresses and silks and learned how to be a good fighter, but I want to be more than that. I want to see the world. I want to travel to places I've never seen. I want to help people.
Holloway, like, kind of gets lost for a second, then just kind of shakes and goes, right, that part. The traveling thing. I know the festival's coming up, and we can talk about that, but more importantly, after that, there's kind of a lull. I'm a sailor. I sail. I, you know, do boats and stuff. What say when we get some free time? You and me, maybe Nico, maybe Zanari, maybe Remus, just on a boat. Just go somewhere.
Her eyes get huge. She's like, really?
Of course. Sailing's something I love to do, and it's the most fun to do with people you love to be around. And that's you and Nico and Zanari and Remus.
That sounds like the most fun thing I've ever heard of. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, just a lot of us, a boat, nowhere to go, you know?
God, I bet the sunrises are gorgeous on the ocean. I mean, I've seen it from the docks, but even without the glow of the lighthouse getting the way, it must be beautiful.
Nothing beats what's on the ocean, Eden. I could tell you stories upon stories. Actually, maybe I should, when we go eat shitty junk food.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go eat some junk food.
Yeah. And last thing, because I know I'm prattling, but last thing. They're probably walking at this point.
Yeah.
During the whole festival thing, I know there's a big tradition and, you know, all that jazz. Do you think we'll get the chance to perform?
I hope so. I mean, I had a really good time. I know I didn't do the greatest, but it was fun, and I think people liked it.
Yeah. Well, if we don't, would you want to go see another performance?
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome. I'll talk to Nico. She knows people. I'm sure we could get something worked out.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Yeah. All right. Junk food time.
Now for the actual last thing.
Oh.
Because I can't let you have the last word.
Oh, of course.
Can I hug you?
He, like, gets red for a second and goes, anytime?
She fucking bear hugs him. She's strong as hell. Like, nearly tackles him.
He's like, there's a moment of like, oh, wow, you have strong arms. I mean, I knew that, but, like, I didn't know that.
Hey, it's okay. And she kind of, like, gets off, and she's just like, thank you.
Can you can cut me saying this out, but can she please just, like, lift him off the ground? Thank you.
Please don't cut that out. Please, I'm begging you.
Please don't. That was precious.
His legs wiggle as soon as they're off the ground. Just, like, his reflex is like, give me down.
Yeah, she goes and she does that and eventually goes to sleep and dreams of black cats and junk food and chrysanthemum.
Sleep well, my dear, as dreams fill your mind. Leave all your troubles and fears behind. Your world. worries now are far out of sight. So sleep well, my darling, good night.
It's still dark. Most people in the world are wondering why you're awake this early as a choice. What are you up to?
She's probably starting like some crafts. She's wrapping some jewelry before she goes to the docks to meet Holloway at sunrise.
All right. So as you're wrapping jewelry and stuff, there's a knock at your bedroom door.
Come on in.
Stepping into the room is your mom. And your dad is standing behind her, but he's doing what he usually does and not looking at you.
Yeah. Good morning.
Oh, morning, dear. Sorry, you weren't asleep, right?
No, I was working. It's fine. Don't worry about it. What's up?
Your father just asked me to ask you if you could make a piece of jewelry for him. As a gift to one of his clients.
Sure. What do you want me to make? Or what does he want me to make?
She reaches into her dress pocket and pulls out a scrap piece of paper and says, it's just a simple pin thing with this design on it. It's looks kind of like a circle with almost a fin coming out of the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mermaid almost.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's not something that Eden would recognize.
Yep. Yeah, I can make this. Is there something you want me to make it out of? Do you want me to wire wrap it? Do you want me to do something with enamel? Do you want it to just be, like, a symbol or, like, engraved in something? Do you want it to be a pin, a necklace?
She kind of, like, laughs at all the choices. She's like, no, just a simple pin. Maybe some beading or something.
Okay, I can do that.
It has to be the symbol. It doesn't have to be fancy.
What color of beads?
Kind of, a green.
A green. I can do that. She's, like, writing this down on a little piece of parchment so she doesn't forget.
All right. I think that's all. She kind of, like, looks back at your dad, who is still refusing to look even in the direction of your bedroom. As he nods and walks away. Yeah, all right, that's that. All right, thank you, dear.
Mom.
Hmm?
You know, one of these days, he's gonna ask you to ask me to do something. And I don't know. I'm just, it kind of makes me want to say no when he can't even ask me himself. Like, I'll do it, but
You know, he would if he could.
What do you mean?
Her eyes flash green and she kind of
shakes off
and she says, I'm sorry, what, dear?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. I'll get working on the pin.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And love you.
She kind of like gives you a kiss on the forehead and ruffles your hair a little bit before heading downstairs.
Yeah. And she heads downstairs and goes to the docks.